Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just about to say we're going to start our first show here at Talking Trek. Ken has decided that he no longer wants to do this type of thing, so I'm going to take over, and Dan's going to be my co-host. And tonight we're only going to be doing a half an hour, so we're going to have to try to keep this moving along pretty quick. So we're just going to jump right in and get started. Tonight we're going to talk about the blind boosters that are been coming out with the OP events, and do you think that's good or bad for the game? Do you think that makes gameplay more exciting, or do you think it's, you know, not too good? And what are your thoughts on that, Dan?
I believe that the blind boosters are an excellent addition for the game. It gives us opportunities to entice people to come play Star Trek. It gives an angle that other games that don't do this, and it gives post-market trading, you know, post-game trading with other players that aren't able to attend.
Yeah, and I also think that the blind boosters break up those superpower fleets that people build, where they show up with a super fleet that can one-shot any ship on the board because they're forced to use one of these blind boosters. I think it evens out the playing field a little bit.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I just came back from a tourney on last Sunday, and, you know, everybody brings in what they're used to, and being a newer tourney player, I pretty much got handed my proverbial ship on a silver platter because there was no randomness. These people have been playing for so long, where maybe that would have gave me an opportunity to maybe not be at their level, but get close or at least have a chance.
Yeah, and I think that the blind boosters also, they have got some interesting cards. Do you have all the blind boosters yet or only a few of them?
No, I have. I only have a few of them. I picked them up along the way. Of course, being newer, I had to get it off eBay, which cost me a few bucks, but, you know, that's the price to play when you come in late to a game. So I have just enough to be dangerous, but not all of them yet.
I think the two best ships that they have right now, I think, are the USS Jaeger for the Federation, missile boat. Federation sadly needed that, and Shelby, a Borg fighting machine. And I think the second best one is the Beemoth for the Klingons. I have both of those ships. Being named Jaeger myself, I had to have the USS Jaeger, of course, and the Beemoth, which I think is a very good ship. I think the Klingon ship, I mean the Romulan ship, is also not too bad because it comes with that cloaking device, which allows them to cloak while they're fired. I mean, fire while they're cloaked, I'm sorry. And the Marquis ship, I think, you know, the Marquis ship is the Marquis ship, and I don't play Dominion, so I really can't say anything about the Dominion ship.
Well, I use a Dominion, but mostly just for their firepower. I do not have any of the OP or blind booster for the Dominion. I do have a Jaeger. It did cost me a couple of bucks, but the Jaeger is an excellent ship. Also, the Sutherland was an excellent ship. Having the Jaeger and the Sutherland secondary torpedoes definitely give you some firepower for a ship that is on the lighter side when it comes to overall points.
Now, I think the Jaeger can carry two weapons upgrades, can it?
I do not have my cards in front of me, so I don't want to make a statement I cannot confirm, but I do believe they do, and even if they didn't, you still got B'Elanna Torres.
True. I think the blind boosters are good, and I hope they continue them. I'd like to see them go on. Now, I do have, for our next auction, which will be next week, I do have the Maquis Raider blind booster that we'll be auctioning off. And I wanted to mention something real quick before I forget. Seeing as how we only have a half an hour, some people might be wondering why we only have a half an hour. And that's because to go to prime time, like we were earlier, and to have 2 hours instead of a half an hour, you have to pay. So that's not something I'm willing to do just yet, but I would be willing to do that if I see enough interest in the show, and I'm hoping that we can keep these auctions going so that we can boost the page and pay for the Blog Talk Radio to go full time. So we have over 2,000 likes on the page. I only need like 10 people to buy a raffle ticket to win an OP ship, which is a great deal, in order to keep this thing going. So please show us some support, and we'll see what we can do. We'll give you guys some good stuff. We're also working on trying to get some free stuff to give away on the show like we used to do. Hopefully we can work that out as well. But this is our first show, and we're young, so stick with us. Something else that we wanted to talk about tonight, I don't like being rushed like this, but we have to just keep moving along, was the exclusive Deep Space Nine upgrade pack, which is going to be released at Gen Con. I posted all the cards on the Facebook page, I think it was last week, and I see quite a few cards in there that I would like to have myself. A couple of them that don't really thrill me, but the majority of them do. I think, and I may be wrong, if someone's listening, they can correct me, but I think that those cards are going to come with the Deep Space Nine when it's released, because in addition to the set of cards, you also get an exclusive cloaked ship, which is basically a ship painted black with white dots on it to symbolize stars. I think those ships will be exclusive, but the cards will be available with Deep Space Nine, I hope. So what are your thoughts about that, Dan?
Yes, I had heard that rumor as well. Fingers crossed it is true, because I've already talked to my local game store and have a Deep Space Nine pre-ordered, because that was something I wasn't able to get a part of because I came in so much later, and that was like, I think, last winter, early spring thing that you could win, so I kind of missed out on it. As for Gen Con releasing the cards, WizKids releasing the cards at Gen Con, as long as they have an availability and it comes out, with the Deep Space Nine, yeah, the Deep Space Nine is going to be $100, but if you want the cards that bad, it's at least an option where, if it was just Gen Con, I would probably be a little upset for the fact that, I don't know how many people are going to attend, but let's just say 1 out of 5 people or 1 out of 10 people get it that actually, enjoy Star Trek or just go through their area. I see eBay haggling going on, and I'm not sure I'd want to pay the haggle price.
Yeah, eBay can be harsh sometimes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Sutherland cost me a few bucks, so did the Jaeger, and that's been way more distributed than what Gen Con's cards would be, so I don't even want to, I'd be afraid to look at the pricing on the aftermarket.
Now, and I'm not sure when they hit eBay, if they're going to hit eBay individually or if they're going to be available as a full set, because that's going to throw a wrench in there too. I mean, the Gen Con is going for like $50 on eBay.
Ooh, yeah, I had seen that, yes, and that was just what I believe a card, a token, or something like that. It wasn't even, it was just one card.
It was just a single card with a captain. I think it had the captain's head and a token.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I I suspect that there's going to be some people out there with a little bit of ingenuity that'll probably break them up, because not everybody in the wants, you know, all the people on there. I looked at the list. There's maybe three that I would, you know, be willing to fight for, but to pay $100 for all of them, at the same time, they might sell them as all of them, because that, you do have that where you'll have some that people aren't going to want to buy as individuals. They'll be like, whatever. So they get it all gone at once and get the maximum price for it. So I my local stores that I play at, I've seen rumors coming across, and they're saying that it's going to be $40, I think, if you go to Gen Con to purchase that alone. And they're already saying that they expect it's going to be, $100.
Yeah, speaking of that, did you get a chance to see the pictures of the Borg cube that were sent in by Terry Stair?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
wait,
that
let me
is
correct
the,
that.
Yeah.
I don't want to make
that
I have to correct myself. Terry Stair is a member of our Facebook page. He sent those pictures in, but they were actually taken by Brian Hart at San Diego Comic-Con this afternoon. And he passed them along to me, and I posted them on the Facebook page and gave him credit, but it wasn't him that took them. It was Brian. And Brian promises that he's going to make it over to the WizKids table and get us some more pictures of some more of their exclusive stuff. So keep an eye on the Facebook page for that. But that Borg ship looked phenomenal. It was huge. It looked like it was in scale almost with the other ships, and the detail on it in that one little picture was just awesome. And if that's any indication of what the new Deep Space Nine is going to be, then I really don't think the people that won one are going to be all that disappointed, because the new one's going to should be so much better.
Totally agree. If that is the large, you know, the large cube, I also have that on pre-order at my local store. You know, but if that's what they're issuing, they will make pretty good money, because I do the Eagle Moss. I do the Eagle Moss models, and even the Eagle Moss models will not have that much detail. So I find it strange that a $100 with cards is going to have that much detail compared to some of the stuff they put out, like the Tiny Prize.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. The Tiny Prize was a joke. But that Borg cube looks absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, I'm looking to get – I'm finger crossing – that is going to be their $100 large Borg cube issue. So I can take it and hug it and put it on my shelf and probably never use it in a game, but it'll look pretty.
Yes, and it's a very good-looking model, actually. If anyone's listening and you have not seen this yet, go onto our Facebook page and take a look. This Borg cube looks phenomenal. And if you look underneath the Borg cube, there's also the NX-01. And it looks like it might be an assimilated bird of prey as well. So take a look at that.
I'm really hoping, you know, I when they first issued the starter box, you know, the models were kind of clunky and stuff like that. And as time goes on, for the most part, the models have gotten better. You know, the last refit Enterprise had a really sad paint job. I have one, and I looked at it, and it scares me. But what I'm hoping is, due to the game picking up as much as it has, maybe they're investing a little bit more on their newer stuff when it comes to their design and their paint. So I'm hoping the future is brighter than the past has been.
Yes, I think WizKids has turned the corner, and hopefully they've realized what they have in this game, and they're going to give it the attention that it should have.
Oh, yes. And you can see that WizKids do realize that they do have something, because if I remember right, we're doing a little bit of research, there was only supposed to be like four or five phases when they brought out the game initially, or I'm sorry, waves. When they brought out the game initially, and they said, we're going to do like four or five waves and put a couple more ships out there and then probably pause production to see how it goes. Well, they didn't even get to the fifth wave before they added, what, up to 10 waves now, I believe, up to like February or of next year, I believe it is?
Yeah, they've got a lot of waves coming out, right? Yeah, almost in the next year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe the current waves have been pushed back. Most of them have been pushed back a month. So we're looking at what was initially August is being pushed in September. So with that pushback, we're definitely looking into next year for the waves.
And that's really good, I think, for the game.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Now, if we can just shine up the mechanics a little bit, we'll be in good shape.
Now, something that you and I had talked about earlier was the different, not factions, but eras of Star Trek that they have available in the game. I think that WizKids made a mistake, if you want to call it that, by mixing Enterprise time, Next Generation Deep Space Nine Voyager time frame, and the original Star Trek time frames all together, because, you know, there's about 100 years between them. And when you take the tiny prize and you go up against a Borg cube, you don't stand a chance. Likewise with, like, the Romulan Praetis, which was from Enterprise, I think that WizKids should have, like, a themed release where they release three ships from Enterprise, and the next wave might be three ships from the original series, and then maybe three ships from Star Trek, from one of the movies or whatever, not, to keep the releases more balanced. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, completely understand what you're saying. Yeah, they definitely should have looked at that, but again, I think it blew up a little quicker than they expected, so they kind of, if I'm right, the next one coming out is actually in addition waves. So in other words, it was beyond the initial waves they originally planned. So, but yeah, they could have phased it a little better. But how they can redeem themselves, and I thought about this because, like you said, we had talked a couple days ago about this, is if they start doing OPs with limitations on who you can bring to the battle. Like they can do OPs where it goes, okay, we're going to do Enterprise, you know, and you can bring Enterprise release time frame ships, and then it gives a roll to all of them versus going in there and facing Borg cubes. You know, they, at least you could go in there and say, okay, well, I got the Enterprise, I got the Praetis. Now, it might take a couple more waves to be able to do that, but as long as they plan it and do the OP, they'll have a roll for all the ships, and you just won't have one sitting on the shelf collecting dust because you can never use them against, say, a Borg.
Well, I think they've already done the arena, which was one of my favorite episodes of the original Star Trek, and also the Balance of Terror. Oh no, they didn't do the Balance of Terror. They did Arena and the Tholians, the Tholian Web, which was another good episode of TOS. So if they're going to do episode-based OPs, they'll never run out of them.
No. You're talking. I think we said, what was it? I think we sat down and figured it out. It's like 700 and. Almost 700 or over 700 if you add the movies of hours of canon that they could basically draw off of, and that's just on print canon, and that's not, or I'm sorry, on film canon. We're not even talking about, like, things they talked about outside the visualization of the films and stuff.
Now, as long as they keep the future OPs in mind when they release the ships so that they have the ships available for the OPs, and they plan it around the release of the ships, and the ships come out in time, they could do wonderful with that.
Oh, completely agree, especially when you start talking about your blind boosters being a ship of the time frame that they're limiting it to. So you might get the NX-01, and I do believe that in Enterprise there was like one or two other class ships that were lower than the NX that they could toss in there as a blind booster. Yeah, you may not ever use it, or you can, put a bunch of awesome crew on it from future ships at home, but for a blind OP, you toss it on there, it would be an awesome ship to have.
Well, they had the NX, I don't know if it was the NX-02, but they had the USS Columbia on Enterprise, which was the NX-02, I want to call it. Which was the sister ship of the Enterprise that they could make available with Captain, what was her name? Was it Rachel Garrett? No, that was the Enterprise.
No, that was Enterprise C.
There was it was a female captain. I remember that.
Yeah, I have to go look it up.
But
anyway,
you have that ship that you could fall back on. And, and unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, I think that Enterprise has a lot to draw from because, they have the Andorians, they have the Vulcans, they had the Zindi Wars, they had the minefield where they ran into the Romulans. They also had the Mirror Universe episode, which had never been done fully on Star Trek before. So you have the Mirror Universe ships that they could come. I mean, they could do a whole thing on that if they released some more ships from Enterprise.
Oh, totally got what you're saying. Well, we already know that they're starting to look at the mirror universe because I believe Wave 9, or is it Wave 10? Wave 9 or Wave 10 has the mirror universe Defiant.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So
and
they're
it
already
also has
that.
The Regent 1, a Regency 1 as well, which was Worf's command ship in the mirror universe.
Yeah, well, I believe it was a Vorcha. I think it was a Vorcha or the Negvar.
I think it was a Negvar.
Yeah. So yeah, they're looking at the mirror universe. So now we get some mirror universe ships. Yeah, the card numbers are probably going to be similar, but the crew is going to be completely different now, which I guarantee they're going to have a mirror universe OP if they're bringing this stuff out.
Well, yeah, because they'll do a mirror universe Enterprise with the bearded Spock and the whole deal, and of course Deep Space Nine had a lot of mirror universe episodes as well.
Yeah, I believe they had three or four. I think there was three in the mirror universe, and I think they brought a character over for the fourth into the normal universe. So
they have a lot to draw from. So let's see what happens with that. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention, because we're down to 8 minutes, it goes by pretty quick.
Yes.
WizKids just announced, I posted on our Facebook page for anyone that's interested, is they're having their regional tournaments going on right now, or starting in October, I believe it is. I didn't read the whole post, but you guys can check it out on the Facebook page. The nearest location I'm up in Vermont, so the nearest location for me is Rochester, New York.
Nearest is going to be Chicago.
So there's only like six or seven stores that are hosting this event. So you'd have to go on the Facebook page, check out which store is the closest to where you're listening from, and make a trek there, no pun intended, and compete.
It was completely intended.
It was completely intended. So check that out as well on our Facebook page. And we're down to 7 minutes, unfortunately. This half hour goes by real quick. So do you have anything you'd like to say in closing, Dan, before the nice lady tells us we're done?
Please listen to us. Give me a chance. I'm new to this online webcasting, so I'll loosen up, I promise. And hopefully we'll talk to you guys next week at our normal time.
Now, Delta Angel Fire is in our chat room. He used to join us all the time, and it's nice to see him in there. I don't see any of our other usual chat people, but they're probably not used to the time change. Like I said, we have over 2,000 viewer people on our Facebook page. I really need 10 of you to buy a raffle ticket for the Ferengi ship. $5, it's a great deal if you win. I'll ship anywhere. UK, Italy, it doesn't matter. I want to try to generate some funds so that we can keep the Facebook page going by boosting it, and I'd like to be able to pay to move up a tier so that we can go to 2 hours and go to a prime time slot instead of this 6:30 half hour slot, and that's all up to you guys. So check that out on the Facebook page, and we're running out of time, which I don't like, but I knew it was going to go by pretty quick when we started it, That's
right.
Just the nature of the beast. But we didn't get a chance to. Let's see if we can squeeze something in real quick. Admiral cards. Now, one of the mechanics with the new ships that came out was Admiral cards. I think the Enterprise refit, if you're a Federation player, you've got to get that just for the cards. I think the Soong Borg ship for an Independence, you have to pick that one up because now just about anybody can fly a Borg ship and have Borg crew because it's Independent.
Right.
And they have the Admiral cards. Now, let's see if we can real quick. What do you think about the Admiral cards in 4 minutes?
real quick, the Dominion has an Admiral card, and it is on the Battle Cruiser that also came out with the Refit A. As for the Admiral cards, I immediately saw them in use within a week of their release. And I think I like it. It gives you a cool tactic to be able to raise that captain that you like their abilities, but they have low numbers, and get them up a little bit and get them a first shot or maybe even a second shot in a four-man ship tourney. I love them a lot.
Now, right now, they have Admiral Kirk and Admiral Dukat. Right, I hope they have Admiral Martok later, and maybe Admiral Sela or something for the Romulans. I hope they do this later. I'm sure that they will. But there's also a new OP participation prize coming out called a Fleet Captain card instead of the flagship card. And I haven't seen those yet, but I'm hoping that if you play that with an Admiral card, it will boost your captain's number even higher.
That I'll have to look that up. I did not know that. That's why I'm hanging out with you.
I saw that on Facebook, and they're also coming out with I don't know what it's called, but there's another card that you can use, like the flagship cards, that allow you to add an extra weapon and boost a weapon or boost a tech upgrade or add an extra crew on your ship as well. For the next OPs, and the USS Stargazer will also be coming out as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to have to definitely participate now.
The USS Stargazer is going to be, I think next month's prize, but unfortunately, I don't want to get anybody excited, it's going to be like the tiny prize. It's a little tiny yellow ship.
Oh, boo.
It doesn't look good at all, but you know it's going to have Picard and the Picard maneuver.
Oh, yes. And
it's got to. So that's a ship that I think people are going to be looking for, you know, a lot. So keep your eye out for that. And the Fleet Admiral cards, I think, are great. Now, what OP participation gift or fleet resource do you like to use the most or have you seen the most of?
Flagships. Flagships are used the most at the tournaments just to give you that free action. So if you put a Federation ship on the flagship card that gives you battle stations, you immediately get a free battle station on your flagship as a no charge. So it's one of the most common I have seen.
Now, what about the fighters? Have you noticed the fighters falling off of popularity? Or
20-man tournament, the 21-man tournament I did last Sunday, there wasn't a fighter on the board.
Now, that's interesting because WizKids is going to be releasing the fighters as a regular ship in wave 10 or 11, I think it might be. And I'm wondering how they're going to change the dynamics of the fighters because obviously, they're not going to be limited to one anymore, and they're going to have upgrade cards with it. Who's going to pay $15 just for a ship that you can only have one of that doesn't come with any cards? So, you know, I'm curious as to how they're going to change the dynamics of the fighters when they're released.
Yeah, I think we didn't have it last Sunday, just for the fact that you're facing the Borg, and really fighters are kind of fodder at that point.
I mean, because the Borg can fire at multiple targets anyways, you have to hit a fighter multiple times to knock it down. So at the best case, it could absorb a couple of hits and give you a chance to do some damage to the Borg. But in and of itself, I don't think a fighter is going to be very efficient against a Borg cube.
No. I wouldn't suspect it would be at all.
And we're down to 45 seconds, Dan. That was our first half hour. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Dan for calling in. We'll do this again next week at 6:30. And there's the lady telling me it's time to go. So Delta Angel Fire saying in the chat room that he likes to use the reinforcement sidebar. That's one of his favorites. But he does say the flagship is definitely the one most people are using. In closing, Dan, what do you want to say to our listeners before we get cut off until next week?
Hopefully you'll stick with us, and like I said, I'm going to try to get better at this, and we'll enjoy some science fiction and some Star Trek.
30 seconds, and that's it. That's the end of our first show. I want to thank everybody for calling. I want to thank Delta Angel Fire for joining us in the chat room. I miss all of our other chat people, but I'm sure they'll make the adjustment. And please, please, please go to our Facebook page, check out the Borg Cube, check out the new tournament for WizKids, and, you know, go on there and get a lottery ticket for the Ferengi Marauder so that we can go to 8 o'clock and get a full 2 hours, and we can expand this to cover science fiction as well as just Star Trek, and we're down to 15 seconds. So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and thank you very much for calling, and thanks, Dan.
Yep, good night, everybody.
Thank you.